It's time for the penis contest. We got some great judges here. Baba Booey, we're all set. This is being run like a military operation, isn't it? I don't have you on the microphone.
Ready?
It's up.
I'm on.
Here we go. Once again, the microphones do not work.
We fixed this yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. It is being run like a military operation, except for what just happened.
What happened?
We lost some guys, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you told the guys they had to be naked.
Yeah, we had to see their penis.
But I went up there and I told them that we were going to march them in naked, and we lost about 8 guys, but that still leaves us with almost 18.
18 is fine. That's a good number.
We're going to go down to the next green room when the contest starts in about a half an hour. In that green room, everybody is going to get naked.
Cool.
Because then what's going to happen is from that green room, for about 10 feet away, we're going to march you all into the studio. You're going to walk into the studio. There's going to be like 20 naked guys walking into the studio. Now, there'll be 3 judges sitting there. One at a time, and I'm going to go through this with you before you guys go on. What's your name?
Hi.
How old are you?
21.
Okay.
Straight butt naked.
Straight butt naked.
This is a great prize. You get to go to Mexico.
They want to go to Mexico and see women romp around naked. They can't even walk in here.
Well, how are you going to tell if they have a small penis? You know what I mean? Let me introduce you to our judges. Our first judge is George, who just walked in today. George, you're wearing a Sinatra and a Howard Stern t-shirt, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You are?
Yes.
Yes, I heard you had a weird voice. Let me hear that.
Well, I came here from New York. I went to trip for the David Letterman show.
Yeah, you do. Did you know you had a weird voice?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did? People always goof on you?
Yes.
They did.
You had a cleft lip and palate, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Good. We like that. We celebrate that here.
Thank you.
You're from Chicago. You're a big fan of the show.
Oh, yeah. Very big.
How did you win this contest?
I sent you 2 postcards, and I mailed them to CBS, Letterman, and I won the contest.
All right. He's a fan of Letterman, I guess. That you mailed in 2 postcards, and then what happened? You just came up here this morning to see what was going on?
Oh, yeah. I knew the general area where you were at.
Yes.
I flew back from the hotel, and
And Letterman puts you up in a hotel. You send in a postcard, and he allows fans to come in if they win the drawing.
They flew us in yesterday.
Is it the one where the whole audience is going to be people who won this contest?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll be on TV tonight.
Did you have to write a letter?
Nothing.
You didn't have to write something down?
Just your name.
Just your name?
Yes.
All right. And is it hard going through life with a cleft palate and everything?
Is it too easy?
Do people think you're like retarded or something?
Not too much now, but before, earlier.
Right, so you have normal intelligence, it's just the cleft palate.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
He's 50 years old and never been married.
Wow.
Oh, you ever get laid?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Yes.
You're just a bachelor.
I got married a couple times, but...
You were married a couple times?
I could have.
You could have. Why didn't you do it?
I stick it out.
Yeah, and what kind of work do you do?
I work labor for the CD.
I see. And you love Frank Sinatra as well?
Yes.
You do. You love Sinatra and Howard Stern?
Yes.
Beautiful.
That's an interesting combination.
What?
Mm-hmm. And you know what's weird? It's like, here you got the trip to New York to be, on Letterman's audience, and then you just said, hey, I'm going to walk down to the Howard Stern show and I'm going to see if I can get on.
Oh, yes.
Did you figure your cleft palate would get you on?
No, I didn't think much. I was hoping you're covering and seeing your people.
Super.
Well,
now you're a judge.
Here you are.
Do you have a nice size penis?
No, Andrews.
Average size? Will you be able to tell who has a small one?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Marv Albert.
Yes.
So great to have you here. We flew you in, didn't we?
Yes.
Marv.
I had no idea.
We read that your whole life now is you sit in your room.
Well,
and you just, you stare at the wall, you stare at the TV, and you announce the games.
Howard, that is correct. I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to get out. Heather thought this was a super idea.
Right.
To prove to you that I can sit as a judge with men with their pants down and control myself.
Right. So you will look at the men with the small penis and you will be one of our judges.
That is
it
correct.
Won't make
yes.
you want to jump up and sing.
I'm going to show you that I can come back and call those games again.
And how is your therapy going? I mean, are you still wearing women's clothes and dressing up in panties?
I am completely cured, Howard.
You are.
I just go to boxers from now on.
You do?
Yes.
That's it. You're wearing men's undergarments.
That is correct.
Right. And You and Heather are getting along fine?
We are doing super and doing everything the conventional way.
I saw you said in the paper, now I understand how OJ feels, because you can't even go out anymore. You're always ridiculed.
It's terrible, and I think this is going to be my coming out.
Are you still saying yes all the time?
Yes!
You are. You still say that? You practice that? I understand you watch the games on TV. You turn off the sound and you announce the games yourself.
That's right, and I do a much better job. Have they known? They should know, because I'm ready to come back.
I see. Okay. Very good. Marv Albert is here. He's one of our judges. Gay Rich is here.
Hey, everybody.
Yes, the return.
Gay Rich was our intern. He left us to go work for Maury Povich.
Mm-hmm.
You were there for a while. Now you're not there?
That was my tour of duty over there.
Were you fired because you were gay?
Oh.
Isn't that true?
No.
Right, are you still gay?
Yes.
Marv, are you getting aroused sitting next to Gay Rich?
Actually, it is just another part of my therapy, Howard. Have you noticed my hands are up on the table?
Yes.
And I have not turned him to his back yet.
Right.
Is
this
the kind of guy you would have liked in the past to come and join you in your threesomes?
Well, I should have his shirt off to judge that.
Now, you were attracted to both sexes, right, Marv?
That's correct.
Right.
I didn't take favorites at all, Howard.
You didn't take favorites at all. Would you rather have sex with Kathy Lee or Giff?
Well, that's a toss-up.
I mean, what if Giff was dressed in leather?
Kind of that football outfit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Robin Quivers, you are also one of our judges, yet you were not sitting at the judging table.
Do I have to move?
Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Here.
You want to work over there? That's fine. You want to sit over there?
Huh?
You want to sit over in your place?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You don't want to sit next to Gay Rich?
No, it's
Robin.
Not that I don't want to sit next to Gay Rich. I'm working here.
Or is it George from Chicago? With the cleft palate.
Robin's a very busy lady.
You are busy over there, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Anyway,
yes.
Yes. All right, this is exciting. What we're going to do now is we're going to have men come in. Let me explain how you're going to judge. Robin, you are one of the judges.
Yes. Yes.
Each time a guy comes in, he'll step up. They're going to walk in naked. You're to look at their penis. Judge them on penis size, 1 to 5.
Is it penis and personality?
No, not yet. We're going to try and pick 3 finalists.
Oh.
They'll step up to the microphone. They'll tell you a little something about themselves. Put down on a piece of paper next to them, 1 to 5.
Okay.
5 being a horribly small penis. 1 being, hey, it ain't so bad.
All right.
So is it like length and girthiness? Or
girthiness? Wait, let me get my Webster's Dictionary and see if there's such a word.
Or is it like the whole package kind of thing?
It's just
looking grooming.
We're looking for small. We're looking for small. Okay.
Just like little baby ones.
Little baby ones. Okay, Gay Rich, you've been with a lot of men. You sometimes end up with a man who's very small.
I've done a lot of research on this topic, so I've been to hell and back.
Right, and you've seen some real small ones. Does size matter to you?
Yes.
It does.
Does size matter? Kind of. You don't want it to be like a little baby one, but you don't want it to be too big because then it's like... Yeah.
It's very painful for the kind of sex you engage in. I understand.
Howard,
yes.
You got to see these guys. Oh, my God. I gave you the best one first.
All right. Here we go.
Come on in, guys.
Have him step up to the microphone, announce his name. And here he is. This guy is naked. Wow, that is so small. Oh, my God.
No!
Oh, my God.
No!
Oh, man.
Hi, how you doing today? How you doing, judges?
Hold on a second. Stop the contest. Dude, there is nothing there.
Are you going to sign my...
Please, give us your name.
Oh, my Lord.
Give us your name. Here, Robin. Oh, my God. Marv, have you ever seen one that small?
Obviously.
No, I think I'm going to have to be over here because you can't see
him. Robin, wait. Look at this guy's penis.
He doesn't have one.
No. Did you get operated on?
Excuse me?
Did you get operated on?
Excuse me?
Did you
get close to the mic?
I'm sorry.
Did you get operated on?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
All
right, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Felipe. I'm from Boston. I have a small penis. My first... bad experience with a small penis, embarrassing when I was, I'd say back in 1980. I went for a physical exam and I got, the doctor said, you know, you really have a small penis.
Oh, that
was... Now, you've never had that happen.
He also wrote it. He also...
I got to tell you something. I am so much bigger than you. I feel so much better about myself.
Yeah. See?
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Yeah. And not only are you small, not only are you small, but you have huge breasts.
Yes. Yes. I'm very proud of myself coming here today because of you. I came here. This is the first time.
Wait, let me ask you something. Seriously, you have at least a C-cup breast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
What do you think's going on? I mean, I know you're heavy.
I don't know what's wrong. It's metal. When I was young, I was supposed to see an endocrinologist.
Right.
They wouldn't, you know what I mean?
You know what?
Endocrinologist, yeah.
You should have a breast reduction and a penis enlargement.
Yeah. Are you straight?
Yo, yeah. Yeah. Jen, I love you.
Right.
Jen, I love you.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I have a girlfriend for 8 years.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
God bless.
Yeah, you can actually have sex?
No.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me meet the next guy. Yes.
Okay. Felipe. One more thing. Right here, the doctor also wrote on the paper, has small genitalia.
Wow.
So on my health record, this is what I've been burdened through. So I hate this doctor, Bohemia, wherever you are.
Stop it.
In Medford. In my hate.
Why hate him? I mean, he's stating the obvious. He's stating the obvious.
It's
so maybe
true.
If you get medical help, he might have been the only guy willing to help you.
I'm slaughtered. My right. years.
Howard, he left out the most important part. That diagnosis was made at the age of 10.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
All right, let me meet the other guy. Felipe, you're amazing.
So Howard, does he have trouble taking off his clothes in front of people? I guess
yes, I do. This is the first time I've taken off my clothes
Everybody
ever.
Else looks huge now.
For Everett High, and I've never, ever taken a shower. I'm so happy. Thank you, Howard.
All right.
Thank
Howard.
You.
All right. Howard. Liberated, yes.
Have you ever envisioned
no.
penis?
No. Soul? Okay, leave him alone now. Now, here's
hey,
a black
guy. What's up, Howard?
You look absolutely huge now. Hey, you were the black man. I recognize you. You're Fred.
Mm-hmm.
You're a black man who is embarrassed because you're not big.
Yeah, well, yes. I ain't mecca because I ain't pecking.
Right. You're sort of like me. He's sort of like me, Robin.
Is that right? That's what you look like?
Yeah, that's what I kind of look like.
Skinny.
Yeah, I'm sort of like that, too. Jackie,
yes, man,
I've
Robin.
Seen you naked. You're like that, too.
Yeah. Hey, you know my mom's like here. My mom's hearing the show right now. She see me, and she don't know I'm up here butt naked right now.
Okay, Fred, thank you, and we'll move on to our next guy.
It looks like a Tootsie Roll.
Easy. Please, no descriptions. Thank you.
Fred was flown up here. Fred almost left.
He was really?
Very close to leaving.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Fred, you're all right. Don't worry about it, baby. Felipe, let me
so
see what you got.
I'm close to leaving.
I love you guys.
The first time in my life, I do this.
Let me move your thing. Let me see what you got.
All right. Oh, man.
He's like me.
Oh,
hey, Joe, just keep in mind that it's relaxed, all right? It's
all right, all right. Hugging each other. This is so bad.
Marv, what do you think?
That is a foul.
Felipe, you are real small.
The trip or what?
Well, you probably will. Felipe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Basically, I'm here because, pardon my accent, by the way. I'm here because I suffer from the Richard Gere syndrome. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you're worse.
Yeah.
Go
so
ahead.
I'm here to expose my beauty mark.
Okay, thank you.
Jeez.
Yeah, it is a drag.
Yeah.
Almost a woman. Let me see. Here's Mario. Mario, you're very tiny, too.
Yeah, I know.
Robin, what do you
These
think
are
of this?
Real?
These are real men. They functioned. Go ahead, Mario. Tell us a little about yourself.
I was dating a girl, and she left me for another girl.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Mario.
Is
thank
that
you.
That happened to you?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mario, you're very small. No, if you don't win, I'll be very surprised.
Jeez.
All right.
You know, Howard.
All right, here we go. Here is, who is this? Frank. Now, Frank's looking a little bigger than the other guy.
Frank's a giant.
Frank's looking like a giant.
Frank's a porn star.
Frank, you're in good shape. You're also very muscular. Tell me your problem. Go ahead.
I have a very, very small penis.
Right.
My most embarrassing moment is I went out. I met these two bisexual lesbian sisters.
Go ahead.
And they brought me home to their house. And when it was time to get to business, they seen what I got, and they told me to get out.
You're kidding. Oh. I don't think he looks that bad. He looks like me.
I think he's cute, actually.
You do like
he's
him.
Very cute.
Is that Jay Rich?
Jay Rich to me?
Yeah. Jay Rich, you would go with him?
Definitely.
Yeah, he's not that
Why
small, is he?
Come on a trip with me.
Not at all.
All right, go ahead,
I'm
Frank.
There.
Stand
Let's
up.
Go.
All right, now this guy's huge.
No, you might as well leave.
Chauncey.
What's been going on?
Chauncey.
I thought I had a small penis.
Now you feel good, right?
Yeah, I feel
you
good
trade with him. I'll trade with you too. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chauncey.
Like I said, upstairs, I was at my bachelor party. They stripped me down, and
they made fun of that?
They made fun of it.
Dude, they would have...
my friends, Charles, you got small penises,
They would have laughed at me, man, I'll tell you that. You're actually kind of... Robin, don't you think he's kind of big?
Yeah, but compared to these guys?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Get it going.
Yeah, you don't look too bad. Go ahead, Chauncey, stand over there. You should feel a lot better about yourself. Now, this is Bruce. You Bruce, you're hiding yourself. It's hard. Let me see.
Yeah,
whoa, that thing is small. We're back in the tiny...
I'm nervous. It's cold. I'm nervous.
Tell me a little about yourself.
I'm out of work right now.
Right.
About to move out west, so I figured, you know, might as well do this and share my small nugget with the world.
Right. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey, Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Okay. You are kind of swell. You're in good shape, though. You're a muscular guy.
I like to work out. And,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about that, though, huh?
You know, your your nose is your nose is bigger than your genitals. Do you know that?
Well, I think.
Yeah, I'm like you too, man. Don't be embarrassed, guys.
I got.
I'm more embarrassed. This is a very gay event. I feel like
this is so gay. This is so gay.
I was back in the green room naked with about 15 guys.
You know, we haven't heard from George, a guy from Chicago. What do you think of this, George?
The first guy.
Get close to that microphone.
The first guy is the winner.
He's winning so far. Okay, but Bruce, you're a muscular guy. You work out, but you're very small. You married?
No, I am not married.
And every time you take your clothes off in front of a woman, does she laugh?
She doesn't laugh, but actually, at one point in my life, I was asked if I was in, and I was actually almost finished.
Oh, my.
That is embarrassing, Robin.
Poor Bruce. Thank
you. Jay Rich, do you like this guy?
I think he's okay.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think he's a nightmare or a train wreck or anything. Like.
Would you laugh at him if he pulled his pants down in front of you?
I'd like to... What's that tattoo about?
Yeah, a little devil on his thigh.
On his thigh.
It's just something I got for my 21st birthday. I was living in
That's
London.
Also bigger than your penis. You shouldn't have that.
Yeah, you should have a bigger tattoo.
Yeah,
all right,
really.
Bruce, go ahead. Move aside. Let's meet Paul. Paul is hiding his
wait till you see Paul.
Paul is nothing. Let me see Paul.
You know, first of all, I got to say, I finally found a purpose for my penis, and I think you're all going to be shocked, and I'm very, very nervous.
All right, go ahead. Let me see this thing. I'm pretty sure you're a woman.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
It's there. But can I say is that when I'm aroused,
right?
Really, it's in its normal state.
Really?
It's when it's.
Wait a second, Paul. I gotta say something to you. I'm looking at you now. I don't even think you have.
I do have testicles.
You do have testicles?
Yes.
Wow, what a drag, huh?
It's really. I think it's with. I think it's with the blood. The blood flowing.
I see. You don't think you have blood flow down there?
I don't think.
I don't think you do either.
I was gonna say, does he think the fat is hiding it?
He should be. Photographed for like a medical journal.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
No.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it is there. It is there. It just goes in.
God.
Yeah. Hey, you're like a woman with inverted nipples.
Wait a minute. I think someone might actually beat me. That's the scary part.
I don't think anyone's going to beat you.
I really thought I had the sure one. Can I get the De Niro one?
No, you're the smallest one. Now, are you married?
No. I have many girlfriends, many girlfriends and stuff.
Yep.
I said when I'm around, it's normal.
Isn't it a drag, though, to be this small?
You know what it is? The worst part is when afterwards.
Right.
They want to cuddle.
Right.
And it's infant state. You want to go hide. I've had women go, oh, how cute it is. And I've had women go, what the hell is it? You know?
Literally. I got to tell people, there's nothing there.
I thought he was a woman.
Right.
Totally. You would have thought that, right?
I still think it.
You want to go in the back and get me, you'll see what's going on.
So you can't take showers in front of guys and all that
kind of. Oh, my God. In the urinal, right. I have to be flush.
Right.
Where guys are like 2 feet away going in a bathroom.
Are you jealous of guys with normal size?
You know what? No, because
I got to tell you something.
Is this making you feel better?
I was just going to say, Paul, thank God for you.
Thank you, Howard.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You make me feel good.
You want to laugh? I was thinking about this last week.
Go ahead.
I was telling my mom, and my mom thinks I'm nuts.
No, you're a brave man to come in.
My mom's like my sister. Hi, Ma. Yeah. And I told her, like your mom's sister. I said, Mom, please. I go, yes, Mom, please be objective.
Right.
And I pulled down my pants, and she says, you got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to win.
You got to go.
I mean, you're going to be the poor.
Did you ever ask if your father was this way?
Well, the whole, he split a long time ago. If anything, I was cursed by him, and every time I go to the.
Can I tell you something? I bet you your mother's father was small like you.
Probably.
Yeah, because I'm small. My father's very big.
Doesn't mean that he doesn't have small people in his family.
Really?
You sort of.
Paul, that is unbelievable.
I know.
I have
really?
Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a radio show, but
that
Paul.
There's this much of a difference in a number.
Paul has less than a woman.
I'm like a freak, but yet it works.
All right, Paul, go ahead.
In all my years of nursing, Howard, I've never seen anything like this.
Because the guy would rather. Now, this guy looks huge. Poor Bob had to follow Paul. Dude, you got nothing to worry about.
Really?
See, I'm kind of like Bob there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm like sorry Bob. That's what I have. Sorry to hear that.
I'm married also.
Yeah.
I haven't had sex since I got married.
Why?
Are you kidding?
I didn't have sex on my honeymoon. I got married in the Riviera Towers, Las Vegas.
Bob, explain why.
Videotape.
Why?
We had sex for 10 years, and then we got married, and I don't know. I guess she woke up or something.
She woke up and saw how big you were.
Once we got married, that was the
none.
End of it.
But Bob,
none.
Wait
and
a second.
I don't cheat on my wife either.
And you want to.
You need this porn cruise.
I think I've gotten into like an asexual mode, you know.
Oh, dear.
Bob, let me say something. You mean you got married, and ever since then, you and your wife don't have sex?
Have you talked to her about this?
It's not the kind of thing you like to talk about.
Sex, as a matter of fact, she went on a drug. She saw a psychiatrist and went on a drug called Zoloft.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Sex, but I wasn't on the drug, so I didn't feel like
it. So you don't want sex either?
Well, not under those circumstances.
Maybe you're gay, if I may say.
Well, my most embarrassing moment was I was in prison.
Yeah.
And,
what were you in prison for?
Hey, Bob, what'd you do?
And I used to take showers with my underwear on.
Really? Why, because you were afraid of your size?
Exactly.
Bob, you're not that bad. Did you see the other guys?
To compare to prison, you know,
really?
Prison.
Yeah. Where were you in prison for?
I used to be a cocaine salesman.
Oh, really? Oh.
A salesman.
Let me describe the scene in here for 1 minute. There are 20 naked men here, all with small penises in varying degrees. And, Bob, so you and your wife have not had sex.
And you don't seem to be upset about it.
Well, no, it just kind of like just went out of my head.
Wow. Don't you fantasize about girls and stuff?
I used to work for one of your sponsors, Play for Pleasure, okay?
Right.
I used to be in the vibrator and...
That's a sponsor of ours?
It was for a short time, yeah. They used to sell sex toys.
Oh. My idea. When I
must have been in the old days.
Yeah, well, I got so burnt out in the 80s of having too much sex that when I got married in 1990... I did it all.
Right. So what do you miss more, the cocaine or the sex?
The cocaine.
The cocaine. Bob, you're fascinating. You really are.
Amazing.
Do you feel a little better?
He doesn't need one, then.
Do you feel a little bit better about your size now that
seeing
you saw some of the other guys?
Array?
Not really.
No.
They're pretty comparable.
Yeah, A couple of guys have nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, but thanks, Bob. Okay.
Thank you.
That's Bob. Bob is stark naked.
Now, Howard, let me tell you about our next contestant.
Yeah.
Stand right up here. I'll tell you right now, he's loaded.
Oh, are you drunk?
I'm loaded.
Let me see what you got. Move your hand. Move your hand away.
He's trying to make it smaller.
No, you know what? I got to tell you something. What is your name?
I'm Travis.
Travis, can I say something? First
yes.
of all, you're not that small, are you?
No, I'm really not.
Gay Rich, is he that small?
No, not at all.
Do you like him?
I like his look. I don't necessarily. I think the word manicuring has to enter your life.
Why, he's too hairy?
Yeah.
Robin, what do you think of him?
Gay Rich, would you suck my cock right now?
No. All right, Travis, go take a side out of there. Travis, are you gay?
Are you gay?
I'm not
done. Move aside, Travis.
I'm sorry.
Right, you're saying curse words.
I'm sorry.
Travis, what did you drink today?
I drank a half pint of vodka.
Half pint of vodka? Because
it's in the green room.
Is it embarrassing to take your clothes off? Is that why?
Yeah,
okay. I don't blame anybody. Forget all your real men. I'm telling you right now, because you got the balls to take your clothes off. This is amazing. Robin's laughing.
I'm the only one who drank, though.
Yeah, so you drank.
You're a coward.
All right, are you a homosexual?
What? Homosexual by,
That's a yes.
Not by choice, but...
Mark, what are you thinking of all these naked men?
Well, drunkenness. When it comes to this guy here, he's got so much hair, I tell you, I would like to take some of that off just to get a new weave.
Yeah, you would put that on your head?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Do you groom yourself at all? Like,
no, not at all, no.
No. He's a well-built man,
the
though.
The thing about all this is that
man.
He has a navel piercing.
Yes,
and
he does.
All that hair, you can hardly see it.
It's very attractive. Travis, go stand to the side with the rest of the naked men. Thank you.
Robin,
let's meet. Now, this is John.
Yeah, hey, John.
John, boy,
I have a small penis.
Who doesn't?
My most embarrassing moment was a couple years back. I was seeing this girl for a couple weeks, and finally, we were ready to have sex, and she said, nope. She looked at the size of it and threw me out the door.
No kidding.
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you something now.
Do you guys delay having sex with a woman because you don't want to disappoint?
Well, yeah, I'm nervous enough about the size, but besides that, I'm like the ultimate minute man.
Oh, no.
No kidding.
No, it doesn't help at
all. Dude, I'm the same way.
I think he stuffed it.
All right, John, take a step over there. Let's meet our other... Wow, now this guy's small. Nelson.
Oh, my name is Nelson.
Now, Nelson, you're really tiny, right?
Yes, I am.
And you know, you look like kind of a macho man. You know, you look kind of powerful. You got the tattoos. You got the whole look. But literally, you almost have nothing.
Oh, it's humiliating to say the least.
Yeah. You got guts to show us, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was with a girlfriend. It was a couple instances that really made me feel even smaller.
Really?
But,
laughed at you?
Yeah. I mean, literally laughed. And she said that her infant brother, I think it was like 3 or 4, was better hung than I am.
Yeah, and you know what? I can relate to that because I've seen infants. I've been to, like, Brisses and stuff where they circumcise a boy. And I'm looking at the baby.
Leave.
I'm looking at the baby. I'm going... He's doing better than me.
Yeah.
It's not fair. What is it, Gay Rich?
I want to make a shout out to the fact that this guy, are you from Brooklyn?
No.
Oh, because you look like one of those big macho guys who walks around ready to beat up every gay guy in the world. But meanwhile, you're not packing anything.
Nelson, is that true?
I got nothing against gays.
Yeah, that's right. No, Nelson's not that way.
No.
Gay Rich is having his own problem over there.
I couldn't even perform with that girl after that.
I already know who the three smallest guys are.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep expecting it to grow and then all of a sudden you realize?
If I can afford one of those surgeries, those penis enlargements,
it don't
I
work.
Do it.
It doesn't work.
A guy died, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did a guy get it done?
And they cut a ligament.
Luck. At least it functions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
leave it alone.
If they mess with the plumbing, who knows what's going
to
happen.
I'm here to say to all small men, leave it alone, man. You start messing with that thing. I'm telling you, big trouble.
Howard, I think what Robin meant is at what age do you know, like at 11, did it stop growing?
Can I tell you something? I know for me. Like, I remember I went to my friend, Dr. Lou, before he was a doctor. We were both 12 years old. And I said, Lou, I got to show, because I saw him. He was doing good.
Right.
I said, Lou, I'm telling you, I'm not growing. He goes, dude, you're only 12 years old. You don't even shave yet. You're going to grow. I said, take a look at this. I show him mine. He goes, that thing's got to grow. It's got to grow. So
but
I thought at 13 it would grow.
You? Yeah, because, you know, you're getting hair and all this stuff, but it just stays, and the hair makes it even more invisible.
I think,
right?
I was in denial till I was 30. I thought it would still grow. What about you, man? When did you realize you weren't going to get any bigger?
At like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I was born with a hernia, so I really, it appears like I only have one sac. I got a deformity as well.
Man, you've got a lot going on here.
So, you know. Yeah, I'm hurting.
Hey, man, we're all a mess, man. That's all I can
I
say.
I think this is making the audience feel a lot better today. A lot of guys standing a lot taller.
I think I'm hung like Nelson, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't think I'm that much different.
You should be in the contest.
I should. I'd win. No, I wouldn't win this contest.
Well, everyone at work knows why I'm here. I took a vacation.
Are you able to shower in front of men?
Right now.
Are you able to shower? Were you ever in the Army or anything?
No, matter of fact, I went to a health club to work out, and I went there once in the shower room to go take a shower. When I walked out, I mean, there were just guys, just things hanging all over the place.
And
I felt so inadequate. I was like, oh, man.
You felt like everyone was goofing on you.
Yeah, even in junior high school, in gym, I didn't participate, so I wouldn't have to take a shower.
You know? All right. Listen, what I'm going to do, guys, is I got to take a break. This is the Small Penis Invitational.
Sheesh.
What is it, Gary?
There's only two more.
Oh, there are two more. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize there were two more guys. I thought we were at the end. Thanks, Nelson. All right, this is Peter.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Peter. Peter, you're a tall guy. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
And you've had a couple operations or something?
I had cancer of the liver when I was 2 years old.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could tell you had a couple operations. You're totally naked. Now, he's not looking so small, is he, compared to the other guys? Tell us about yourself.
I'm crazy for girls. I've been crazy for girls since I was, like, you know, in the hospital with this operation, and I had a nurse, you know, it was huge, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't get girls because of your size?
No, it's got nothing to do with it. I don't know. There's something that gets in the way. Maybe it's because I'm a cartoonist or something, or because I'm always broke.
You got a nice deep voice.
My mother.
You got a nice deep voice, but yeah, I guess you're not packing too much downstairs.
Well, yeah.
So did the nurse laugh at you? When?
Are women scared of you? You're a little frightening looking. Is that it? Is that it? Yeah. Because you got the scars all
it's
over the body.
It's a little less scary with the clothes on.
Yeah, but not much.
I know. We look at. He's sort of like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I'm a cross between Lurch and Frankenstein Herman.
Well, you're a nice guy. It's what's inside that counts, they tell me. Although I never got laid either.
Oh,
hey, Peter, let's meet the other guy, too. This is, let me see. Oh, my God. This guy's the smallest yet. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Whoa, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary, where are you from?
The Bronx.
Jesus, Gary, you got nothing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're like that other guy's got. Man, this is tough.
I only have one testicle.
You do? How did that happen?
When I was 16, I had an accident, and it twisted.
Oh.
And they had to remove one.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Robin, does he have any penis?
No.
I don't see anything.
None.
What the hell is going on today? Gary, you deserve this trip.
Two, or is it?
What is that?
Do we need a round two?
Not really.
I think we know. Yeah,
we
got to
know. Who are the finalists, Robin? This guy.
Have to tabulate. It's number one.
Have you ever been with a woman?
No.
And I noticed even one of your breasts is bigger than the other.
Yeah, since I was small. When I was in gym class, I never even took off my gym clothes. I put my street clothes right over it.
Really?
I've always been embarrassed.
Is it liberating for you to show it today?
No, I'm scared on my wits.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And you know what,
but
man?
You've seen other people, and it makes you feel
a
little
better.
Yeah,
but when I was in the green room, they were laughing at me.
The guys with the small penis were laughing at you. Hey, Black Guy Fred, I bet you're feeling pretty good about yourself now.
Yeah, man, I'd even hang lower than this, though, Howard.
Oh, man.
Black guy, so you know that.
Right, a black guy should be better hung than that, yeah.
I think we're all agreed. read. It's number one, number nine, and number 16, right?
Yeah, Gary, who's here, he has absolutely nothing between his legs.
Yeah.
Number one had absolutely nothing.
Hey, nothing.
One
and
nine, come on up front.
And then the other guy with the huge breasts. Let me see. I think it's you three guys. Paul, Felipe, and Gary.
Can we bring back Frank, too?
Where's Frank? Which one is Frank?
Just because he's cute.
Oh, no, we're not bringing back Frank here, Rich.
Frank is too big for this.
Frank's wait.
This ain't a fat guy contest. This is a skinny guy with a small penis.
But Frank, let's face it. These other guys are much smaller than you.
Have a fat guy contest, and then everybody with a small penis will come.
Judges, are we all agreed that those are the three? All right, guys, I want to thank you for coming in. You test balls. All of you have tremendous balls. We should give these guys some kind of prizes, Gary. All of them.
Yeah, we'll give them something. Maybe we'll give them...
Let's go to Scores!
You want to know something?
That's funny.
I'm thinking of taking all these small penis guys to Scores. I really am. I swear to you, this has made me... This is my charity. What do you think, Robin? You think I should? What do you guys think, Jackie, Fred?
I know this absolutely makes our weekend, right?
All right, I tell you what.
I know you're feeling charitable.
Yeah.
But think of the reality.
What is the reality?
That you're going to be in Scores with all these guys.
Yeah, but don't they deserve
it? They're going to be with women. Make it women.
Right. Don't they women? Deserve it?
They certainly are. All of them are afflicted.
They really are. Every one of you guys is afflicted. I tell you what. We're not making any promises here.
All right.
You know, I'll give you some T-shirts and what other crap we got around the station. But I'm going to look into taking you guys, all of you, because you had the balls to come in here naked.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless America.
Let me look into it, okay?
I think you are the savior to all men with small penises.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so I showed my penis on the air. I feel a little better because, hey, you know, at least I'm bigger than those guys.
Yeah, it was quite liberating showing off my penis, and I had a great time. You know, I really thought I was going to be in the finals, but, you know, it was a blast anyway.
Yeah, I am Bob. I showed my penis, and I realized that actually I have a lot bigger penis than most people here. So I met Howard. He's a good man. I had a good time.
Hi, I'm Felipe, and I want to thank you, Howard, for giving me the courage to do this. It takes a real man to admit his limitations. Howard, I just want to say that you're a real man. You have a liberated ego, and that I really appreciate. Thank you.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun here. Our judges are with us.
I see you looking a little bit perkier.
Robin, I had to go to the bathroom during this break. There's a big mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm standing there with my pants and my underwear down, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, man, you're packing a punch.
You rock.
I tell you, I'm bigger than every one of those guys.
And there you
strutting
go.
Out of it.
And now I'm walking around. Did you
like
see how I'm
peacock? I see you sitting up straight.
Like I'm walking
that's
around,
right.
Like
you're
pushing my pelvis forward.
Now. You're a stud.
This is the greatest contest we've ever had. It made me feel good. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
All right, man.
It's a wonderful contest.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful thing. The only thing I had, the suggestion is if you can give a little play-by-play. I'm trying to get a visual.
All right, let me give you the visual. The three guys who won. Now, let me talk.
Okay.
And Robin, stop me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
One of the guys, Felipe, has, like, literally C-cup breasts. There is absolutely, all right, picture your area, but flat.
I'll tell him like this. Picture your area and now erase it.
Yeah, like as if someone cut off your penis.
Is it true?
And cut off and cut off your testicle.
Yes, just erase everything.
The second guy and the third guy are identical. The only difference is there's one guy, the first guy, Felipe, seems to have like a little bit of a tampon string.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like that's it.
Right.
Like a cigarette filter tip. Guys, am I wrong?
No, you're totally right.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you, Marv.
I got to tell you, though.
I just thought maybe you could give a number. Everybody could have stepped up, or but maybe Marv could have said, we're looking at 1 inch, 2 inches.
There's
you know
no
what?
Inches.
There's no inches.
No, none.
Wow.
Waste none.
Huge. I must be huge then.
It's the length of the shot, not the size of the basket, obviously.
Right. Still using the basketball analogy.
Yes,
good.
You've done a great service because I feel huge now.
Yeah, me too. All right, here, dressed like a construction worker in the Village People, is Felipe.
Felipe's.
As you remember, his doctor examined him when he was 8 years old and told him his penis was small. He's held anger to his doctor.
Yes, very angry.
Felipe, you are so small. I'm looking at it right now. And you, of course, have like C-cup breasts.
Yes.
But you are a man.
Yes, I've been plagued.
Right.
Very plagued.
Let me ask you some questions. If you were president of the United States, Felipe, what would you do to make the world a better place to live in?
Oral sex, phone booths.
Wow.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. For women and men.
All right. That's amazing.
You got another question?
I'm stumped. All right.
Wow.
All right. How would you help race relations in our country?
Race. That's a tough one because I'm multi-racial. I'm Puerto Rican, American, Italian, American Indian. So, you know something? Everyone has to get along. Just get along. Niggas and whites, Jews. Niggas, whites, Jews. We all have to get along. Sorry, you live here.
That's it. Okay, well, there you go.
No choice. That
personality, you scored. I can't wait to see the scores.
Spicks, too. I don't want to mention him. I want to mention
All right, okay, you're mentioning everyone. Okay.
You're a charmer.
Felipe, nice job. No penis whatsoever. Good for you. Now we're going to meet. Who's our next one, Gary? Here we go. Wasn't that beautiful? All right. Here's Paul. If you remember Paul, too, I am telling you, Robin, describe Paul. He has absolutely nothing between his legs. Am I correct? I'm saying nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Here comes Paul.
Paul's costume has got to be fixed. He's coming right now.
Come on in. Costume schmostume. Paul is wearing chaps. Now, Felipe, if you remember, has at least some testicles. Paul has nothing, right?
Thank you, Howard.
Would you ever guess that if you saw him in his street clothes?
How do you think I'd be this monster, you know, like hung,
you would
like,
never dream.
I know. It's a curse and a blessing.
You really want the prize, don't you?
Of course. Who wants to go down?
You want to see all those porn
stars? Come on.
All right, here we go. First, your personality.
Yes, sir.
All right? Side, don't say me or anyone on the show. Who is your idol and why?
I think, I'm really into Robert De Niro.
Really?
I thought
you would have said Ken.
Yeah.
Maybe Ken Doll?
Really. Yeah, well, you know.
I didn't know Ken was so accurate until today.
Anatomically correct. Yeah. Oh, my God, right?
All right, anyway, you were saying...
De Niro, because, you know, the vast people that he can play and, you know, the things that he do, you know, he really can become a chameleon and be into, you know.
If you had to terminate one race or religion to make the world a better place to live, which one would you choose and why?
Well, I'd have to be... Well, to me, it would be the Aryan race.
You would get rid of the Aryan race?
Sure.
You would terminate them?
Sure.
Really? The white people?
Well, no. The people who are, you know...
The Germans? The Germans?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Yes. The Aryans. Okay, yes. Well, there you go. It's certainly an interesting... Robin's, like, looking for a personality thing.
On a scale of minus one.
Do you can you describe what we're seeing here between Paul's legs?
And Paul is so embarrassed, even though we've seen it already. He keeps trying to cover it.
Well, now he's wearing a cowboy hat and chaps.
Yeah, now it's like... And you know what?
And nothing else. He's totally nude.
And I have a shitty job, so it's gonna be...
Yeah. It's tough.
I'm going to be in rerun hell. Do you realize this?
Exactly. Okay, here we go. Here's Paul. He has absolutely nothing between his legs. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, yeah, I'm suicidal. I think you understand. When I take my clothes off, I just can't find my gland. I just can't find my gland. I just can't find my gland. Oh, please, try not to giggle, because I'm half a man. If you stare at my pelvis, you just won't see my gland. You just won't see my gland. You just won't see my gland.
Yeah, you are good, man.
Thank you.
Paul, he's got some balls, man. He really does.
Boys in Brooklyn, hey!
Hey, it takes guts, Paul.
Thanks. Howard, I looked at the penthouse, and the caption was, Howard Stern, I have a small penis. And I said, I really admire you, and, you know, you make me laugh every single morning. You make millions of laughs. I had to do it. This was like one contest. I think I had
I am
a
saying
chance.
You are brave. So
Thank
is
you,
Felipe.
Thank
I mean,
you,
the
sir.
Both of you, really.
Thank you.
But Thank
then,
you, Paul.
But then the other freaks coming in now, too.
Yeah, I know. We'll forget about you now.
Thank you very much.
Robin, what are you thinking there?
Well, you know, he's a nice guy.
He sure is.
And he definitely has...
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's even smaller than Felipe, and Felipe has nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What are you thinking, Marv?
Well, I think that he's obviously got some problems, but he's definitely in the paint.
And Gay Rich, what are you thinking?
I'm scared of it.
And George from Chicago?
Oh, they're suffering.
They're suffering, and so are you, right? Everyone is suffering. All right, go ahead, Gary.
He seems like such a fun guy, too. It's so sad.
It's sad. It's sad. It's sad.
You know, a happy guy.
He's happy, though, with no peanut. And now, oh, I forgot about you. This guy, I can't even figure out. This is Gary.
Hi.
Gary, I swear, what is doing between his legs?
Nothing.
There's like a little something, but I don't know what it is. What am I looking at?
Remember, he only has one test.
Right, man. All you guys are equal. Do you guys feel good at least you found each other? You should start maybe a support group?
I knew there had to be other freaks like me out there,
right,
period.
Right,
you
right.
Know? But I never knew to this extent, you know?
Yeah.
That's the scary part of it.
Right. Felipe, you want to say something?
Well, you know, even if someone else wins, we're all winners here.
I mean, Howard, I want to put a dollar under his breast, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's really, everybody's bad.
Unbelievable.
Even if the person wins, he has the smallest penis. The second runner-up's, you know, at least he's not as small as a...
At least I'll get you guys the scores. I'm really going to work on that. I'm
God.
Really going to work on that.
If a guy doesn't win, does he feel like he won something because he's not the smallest?
I don't know. I don't know. Gary, we're here to give you your personality contest.
All right. Gary. Let's say that Gary's dressed as he's got a police officer's cap on and a nightstick.
And he's
naked.
Feeling intimidated by the nightstick.
That's right. All right, let's ask you this. Beside me or Robin, the obvious answer, what celebrity has changed your life in some way and how?
This.
It's a tough question, I know.
Yeah, it is. Well, I was an autograph collector, so the first one that I met was Jim Carrey, and it was a big deal to me.
Big deal that you met him?
Yeah, I met him, and there was a photographer, and he took my picture of him signing a poster for me, and it got into a German magazine.
So it gave you some degree of fame?
Yeah, well, it was something to talk to my friends about.
All right. Do you think retarded people should be allowed to have children?
Well, my father works as a security guard for a place that they do that.
I thought you could say your dad was retarded.
No.
I was going to say, oh, man.
No, so yeah.
That would have helped with the judges.
My dad's retarded.
People say that, but it's really not true. But I see these people every now and then, and they're not responsible enough to take care of themselves, so they wouldn't be responsible enough to take care of another life.
So you're saying they probably shouldn't?
No.
Right. Oh, I applaud that.
I'm usually smart, except when I'm standing around naked in the room.
Let me say something, dude. I'm thinking you're bigger than the other two guys, and you have nothing also.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. Anyway, listen, now you're going to sing for us. This is the talent portion. What song are you going to sing?
Proud Mary.
Okay, go ahead. Proud Mary. Here we go.
I'm a man with almost no fun pipe. Just a little nubbin where the rest should be. People think it's funny, but my life ain't sunny. A fella with no willy is in misery. My shorts sore are roomy. My life sure is gloomy. Teeny little me.
Teeny.
I ain't got no Sweeney.
Oh, man. Way to go, Gary. That's a tough song to sing. Thank you very much. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going to Mexico with tons of porn stars. It's supposed to be an amazing trip. Of course, we had the guy on the show.
Yeah.
And he said it's amazing. It's all these good-looking women hanging around by the pool naked.
All the biggest names in porn, they're going to be playing naked volleyball. They're going to be shooting movies. There's going to be the first lesbian marriage. It's all going to take place on this trip.
He's here in Boston.
All right, we'll come back. Let's find out when we come back who's going on the trip.
So, Paul, so yes. You guys did your talent and personality.
Yes.
How do you think you did?
I think I came across really well, you know.
What do you think your chances are?
Very good. Very good. I think I got a lot of personality. I think this is the man that's going to be my competition itself. But I think I sang the song really well, and I think I answered pretty good. And they said I was a lot of fun in there, so hopefully.
So, how bad do you want this trip?
Really bad. You know, come on, it's porno stars in Mexico. And I'll be the biggest thing there with the smallest ween.
It really doesn't matter to me as long as everybody had a good time. I hope I win. I really want it. But,
how bad
I mean,
do you want it?
I really want it. I mean, I want it bad. But I'm trying to say, you know, well, in here together, hopefully I get it. I really want it bad, but
If they don't choose me, they don't choose me. That's all you can do. I mean, I tried my hardest here. I think I made my mother proud, and I think I'm pretty sure I made every fat person with a small penis proud.
How do you think you did?
Well, never know until the answer's done. I hope I win, man.
Yeah, how bad do you want to win?
Oh, well, I've never been on a vacation. I'm 23 old virgin, so the 70 porn stars kind of help it out.
And you're a virgin, Karen?
Yeah.
Very good.
So, just
might have to concede.
Yeah, please. I need this.
We just might have to give it to this guy. At least I've had a sex life, you know what I'm saying? No matter what my size is.
So I'm hoping and praying that it's me, man.
We're here at the Howard Stern Small Penis Invitational. Robin, this has been so educational. I never knew men were this small. Never.
It's amazing. I think we've all learned something today. This has been a real eye-opener.
First of all, I know Lonnie from Scores is on the phone. Maybe he has good news for us. Lonnie, are you there?
Hi, Howard.
Lonnie, is there any chance that I could take all of these small penis losers to Scores?
Absolutely. There are no losers if they're on the Howard Stern Show.
Isn't that beautiful?
We'll have a small penis invitational, a consolation prize party for all of them.
I mean, you know, just bring them there for an hour and let the girls dance around. These guys are so pathetically small that I even look big today.
Well, we'll have a small penis party for the losers, and we'll have a big penis party for you and Jackie and Fred. And
oh, we do love Scores. We really, really do.
They're all coming to Scores. We have a big blowout for them. There are no losers.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Howard.
There he is, Lonnie. Now, Robin, it is time to announce. The scores have been tabulated.
Who is the winner, Howard?
Our judges are Robin, Gay Rich. How are you, Gay Rich?
I'm doing great over here.
Yes, and Marv, are you doing okay?
Yes, I'm ready to decide who is the winner.
And George, who just stepped in from Chicago and had a funny voice, so we threw him on. Here are three finalists, Paul, Felipe, and Gary. Dressed as village people.
We're small. We're here. We're not queer. Yeah, we're not going either, anywhere.
Guys, is it liberating walking around naked like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it is.
It is, right?
It's, oh, yeah.
Forget about now it. Now it's not so bad, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a strong breeze to come.
You know, Robin, you look at it long enough, it starts to look normal.
Exactly. It's like a car wreck. After so many, you get used to it. You
right,
know?
Right. So you're feeling less nervous?
No, I'm really nervous.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
Why don't you guys hold hands?
Let's find out. Let's find out right now who's going to win the trip. This is such a gay show today. Let's find out who's going to win the trip to Mexico with tons of porn stars. They're holding hands. It's very. They're naked.
Are we going to do second runner-up, first runner-up?
Yes, we are. Baba Booey, I turn the microphones over to you.
Okay, Howard.
Which loser is a winner?
Our second runner-up.
Second runner-up.
And I have to tell you that he really lost points in the personality area while I was tabulating. Our second runner-up is Gary.
Gary, oh, he has one large breast and no penis. Gary, I'm sorry. How are you feeling?
Well, now I'm embarrassed. If I would have came and won a trip, then it would have been some, but now I just stand around.
Now you're really a loser.
Yeah.
Now it's between Felipe. Felipe and Paul.
They're holding each other.
I'm not even going to do first runner. I'm going to tell you the winner. It was a resounding victory. I got to tell you, this person won by 10 points. The judges just loved him. Paul, you're going on the porn trip.
Felipe has nothing.
Oh, my God.
Paul. Hold on, Paul.
I got to get my commencement. Can I
help? Let him go.
Please.
Go ahead, say something.
First, I'd like to thank God.
God.
And my mother and my father for getting together and giving me nothing. I like to thank everybody in Brooklyn, Anthony, this guy and the other guy, and to all the women that had made love to me and didn't laugh, and to all the women who did laugh and now buried in my backyard.
Have women laughed at you when they show?
No, they thought it was cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
nice.
That's what a guy wants to hear, right?
Howard, I said the whole thing about it is that when I first make love, I'm aroused already. So they don't know what's going on. I have a regular sized penis, you know.
Really? It's hard to believe.
It's
hard to believe.
It's normal. But then the after effect, when you see me walking around naturally, they have to do a double take.
Paul, I've got good news for you. On our phone is the man who put together, Scott Stein. He put together the whole trip that you'll be going on. Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Describe
we had
to us.
Some great contestants, oh Scott. My God.
We sure did. Scott, is there something you want to say that might please Felipe and Gary?
Yeah, you know, actually, I've been listening all morning, and I couldn't help but think that there's nothing worse than losing the smallest penis contest.
Right.
And they all sound so in need of a vacation that I'd like to send them all on this trip.
You're all going. You're all going. You're all going. You're all going. All three of our finalists. That is good.
It's real.
You all three deserve it. You are the three bravest men I have ever seen in my life. Scott Stein, this is going to be what, 70 porno chicks?
Oh, my God.
Between 60 and 70, Kylie Island, Felicia, Christy Lake, Chloe, Tony James, Jacqueline Lick, all of them. They're all going to be playing top volleyball.
Jacqueline Lick will be there, and the girls will be hanging around all weekend. The guys will go watch them do porno and everything.
They'll be shooting about 10 to 12 movies. Pleasure Productions will be down there. Maybe the guys will get
might
a part in the movie. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you guys are winners today because of your non-existent penises. Thanks for giving away this great trip.
Yes,
Scott Stein. Thank you, Scott.
To, let the guys know that we'll be sending them subscriptions to AVN. We'll get T-shirts from Spice, videos from Pleasure Productions, toys from California Exotic Novelties, and the Bungie Experience.
Oh, my God.
You're
going to make it grow, man. You're going to make it grow.
By the way, I hear Ivan Reitman wants all three of you for his next movie. Yeah.
We're gonna be how it's standing.
That's right.
No, it's three men and no penis.
Yes. Thank you, Scott Stein.
Thank you, Howard. I just want to say also, if anyone wants to visit my website, it's www.smspromotions.com.
What is it?
SMS?
SMSpromotions.com.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
There he is.
Yeah.
It's one of the best trips we ever give away. Well, there it is, the small penis invitation. All three of you guys will be going on the trip to Mexico to be with the porn stars. Congratulations, guys.
Thank
and also
you. Thank
to
you.
All
Thank
of
you,
the
judges.
Guys who came down here nude today.
Thank you.
I will take them to Scores to get a couple of lap dances and meet some great chicks. And thanks to our judges, George from Chicago, nice to meet you. Marv Albert, any last words?
I just want to say they obviously were deep on the bench, and they scored. They all scored. Yes.
Well, you know, I was wondering if Marv is very excited because it's playoff time.
Well, let me tell you, it was almost playoff time sitting next to Gay Rich.
Yeah, Gay Rich, thank you for coming in today.
You know, anything for you, Howard.
All right, well, I won't take you up on that. And Robin, you did a fine job. I agree with the judges' decision, and everyone is a winner here, even Lou. Losers with no penis.
Yeah! Yeah! We win! Yeah!
That's great. That's
good
great.
Fucking job,
that's
man.
That's great. That's great.
We had fucking balls to do it. We came, great. We conked, and we kicked ass.
I don't care. That was fantastic.
You guys all won. I can't believe that. I can't believe
that. That was really nice.
Unbelievable.
Were you guys a little disappointed when Paul was named the winner?
No, I wasn't.
At first, yeah. Because the way everybody was acting, I had the smallest. They laughed at me up in the other green room. But now that I have a trip, I don't care, man.
I knew.
Want to know something? I spiritually won. Because I met a lot of nice guys. I came here with little balls, and I came here. I'm leaving with large balls and a trip.
That's it.
And
I am the winner of the smallest penis.
You might look at us on TV and say, hey, we're a bunch of fat guys. But we have big balls.
You can laugh all you want, but I'm going to be with a porno star, baby, like you.
Woo!